Hey, it's Mia Ray, and I'm on The Night Show with Mitch Turi.
All right, my next guest this evening is an Aussie superstar. Her name is Mia Ray. She's been around. She's performed at a bunch of award shows. She's just finished her own solo headline tour. She was meant to be here in the studio tonight, but got caught up doing other interviews. So I don't know if we're actually going to get her. She's on Zoom in a car somewhere in the backseat of her car, maybe her manager's car. Her Zoom also couldn't log in. So, she's coming up on the studio screens now. Mia Ray, hello. What's going on? Is it our end issues or is it your end tech issues? Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I think it was me. So I've used my sister's phone and she's sitting right here next to me.
But hi. Hi, Sister Ray.
Sister Ray. She's just kind of eating jelly beans.
And living her best life. Okay, so Sister Ray, everyone, is I got no shoes on. She's in the passenger seat of her car, feet on the airbag, which I think is a WH&S worry. Jelly beans in her crotch. I don't mind saying that. And can I get some clarity? I know you've been doing interviews all day at other radio stations, but why are you doing mine from a car? There's no respect. Who was the interview before me? What's happening? Bill the Goss.
Nova. Before that, I was with Pip and
Pip Edwards,
Tom.
Yes, Triple J.
Yes.
How do you rate, like, for like going from like Triple J, very different, then jumping to a Nova, then coming to Kiss? Like, do you think we all have very different vibes? Can you sense it?
Like, I don't know. I feel like ABC is always very like ABC.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, come on, guys, let's have a coffee, maybe a Barocca.
Yeah. And you're like, good morning.
Yeah.
No, it's cool. I'm just kind of currently watching this lady feed the pigeons and on Clarendon Street.
Okay.
And
you're a busy girl, so you're very busy.
Yeah. Car is reversing into me, and I hope they don't crash into my car.
Well, this is why we love Mia Ray. You've been on the show a bunch of times. I first fell in love with you, and I say fall in love, it's true. And Sister Ray, you'll love this story. At the Radio Awards, they wheeled you out and put you up on that stage. And I say wheeled you out because that is the worst crowd to perform to. Radio announcers, they're obsessed with themselves. They only love the sound of their own voices. If they really wanted a good performance, just play everyone's shows on loop, on a loudspeaker, on a UE bloody boom, and we'd all be happy. And then instead, poor Mia Ray gets up, and it's like, oh, this poor thing. Like, I feel for you, but you were great.
Yeah, look, I wasn't expecting it to be a good crowd. I felt like everybody was having maybe like the most fun on like the red carpet where they got to like shine.
Yes.
And then I thought from here on, it's going to be downhill and everybody's just going to be having their steak and or chicken, which is fine. And that's what happens at those things.
It was a shit night for me as well. I stood on Chrissy Swan's toe and she was really mad at me. So, you know, I also didn't have my favourite night. But actually, that's where I met you and that's where I fell in love with you. And we've had you on the show a bunch since. You've got brand new music out. You've also wrapped up your headline tour. You guys can't see this, but she's on Zoom. She couldn't make it to the studio because, God forbid, we take a moment of her time. She goes, I'm a pop star now. I'll do this from my car.
Do it for my Mazda 3.
Yeah.
2005.
That's the height of celebrity, isn't it? My Mazda 3. No, we love you.
I've got pigeons flying over me right now.
It's the true sign of a celeb. Tell me, Mia, the new song which we played, What If, what this song is, it's brilliant, but apparently Sliding Doors moment is what inspired it, is what your team tell me.
Yeah, so, I mean, I did a bunch of writing sessions overseas and the situation was is that I was in a six to seven year long committed long-term relationship, however you want to describe it.
Yeah.
And I met a girl 3 weeks before this writing trip that I had in London and it just kind of turned everything on its head for me. And I was by myself in London writing these songs and I met this girl that it just what she represented for me was a big kind of I don't know if it's like a milestone or something that I kind of always knew was coming and I didn't think I ever needed to do anything about it because I thought I was really happy. But once I spent some time alone by myself overseas on this writing trip, like I realized that I wasn't as happy as I think I could be.
So can I ask Mia, sorry to interrupt, did you identify as bi or pan or anything, pansexual previous to the trip?
I guess I remember mentioning it to my sisters one Christmas. I didn't label myself as anything, really. I just like who I like and that's it.
But, are you with her still or are you single?
Oh, never. We shan't know until the next single,
oh
I think.
God.
I'm drip feeding the story.
Wow,
because
that's brilliant.
Deserves to be drip fed.
I feel like a child trying to read the Lemony Snicket books, having to wait like 3 years between releases. wait, this is like a Game of Thrones storyline. So you realize that you're in love with this woman, you with a long-term male partner for 7 years. You land back in Australia, I presume, after the writing trip. You've got all these songs written about this girl that you don't really know, but you're in love with. And then do you tell your partner, like, how are you feeling when you get home?
Really scary, but exciting at the same time. And I remember coming back home and as soon as, you know, I dropped my suitcase, I just like burst into tears and just explained everything to my partner. And even though it was heartbreaking and his heart was broken and my heart was broken, I remember at the same time being so gut-wrenchingly upset. And I don't know if you've ever had a breakup where you just like, it's so upsetting that you feel full pain.
I've been there. It lasts a long time too. It actually feels like your heart is breaking physically.
Totally. Absolutely. And that was the first time I'd ever felt that. But at the same time, I remember feeling so sure that it was the right thing. Because, you know, there was no guarantee that this girl would like me back. I mean, you know, she didn't even really know me. I'd say we were kind of like friendly acquaintances. Like, you know, we weren't even, it's like we knew nothing about each other.
Now, can you do me a favor? Can you pass your phone to your sister, Ray, who's sitting right next to you in the car? I want to ask, are you still interested in that story or do you want her to shut up hearing it for what I presume is the thousandth time?
Shut the hell up.
Oh, that's what I love, sisterly love. That is what we want. That's real raw radio, guys.
I've said that story like a few times now. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Are you happy for me?
I'm happy for you, Mia, and I think it all works out. And as you said, keep drip feeding the audience and make that money.
That's right. No, that's true family love. I love you too. Go on tour with your sister. That's Mia Ray, everyone. Follow her on social. She's a real superstar. We'll get you back in the studio very soon, Mia, and not in the backseat of your car on Zoom.
Oh, I want to. I'm sad I can't be there, but you look beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. As do you, always. You're looking stunned. So nice to meet your sister. Thank you for having a jelly bean mid-interview. I love the respect you have for me and my art form. Mia's just popped a jelly bean into her mouth.
Tastes so good.
I'm sure it does. I play your music, I pay your bills, and this is how you treat me. No, that's why we love her. Mia Ray, everyone around Australia. We're back after this on Kiss. See you, Mia.
Bye.